I believe in adaptation.
I believe in a silver lining.
I believe that being flexible keeps me going.
I believe every single person deserves to be acknowledged.
This I believe.
Our This I Believe essay today comes to us from a man who's lived the American dream. Felipe Morales immigrated to the United States as a young man, worked hard to put himself through school, and now lives a comfortable life as a computer consultant. But he worries that he's forgotten how he got there. Here's our series curator, Jay Allison.
Felipe Morales is generally a humble man, as you will hear in his voice. In fact, he was hesitant about writing and reading aloud because of his challenges with English. But his humility failed him once, and he has never forgotten it. Writing for our series was his way of ensuring it doesn't happen again. Here is Felipe Morales with his essay for This I Believe.
A few years ago, I took a sightseeing trip to Washington, D.C. I saw many of our nation's treasures, and I also saw a lot of our fellow citizens on the street, unfortunate ones, like panhandlers and homeless folks. Standing outside of the Ronald Reagan Center, I heard a voice say, "Can you help me?" When I turned around, I saw an elderly blind woman with her hand extended. In a natural reflex, I reached into my pocket, pulled out all my loose change, and placed it on her hand, without even looking at her. I was annoyed at being bothered by a beggar. But the blind woman smiled and said, "I don't want your money. I just need help finding the post office." In an instant, I realized what I have done. I acted with prejudice. I judged another person simply for what I assumed she had to be. I hated what I saw in myself. This incident reawakened my core belief. It reaffirmed that I believe in humility, even though I had lost it for a moment. The thing I have forgotten about myself is that I am an immigrant. I left Honduras and arrived at the U.S. at the age of 15. I started my new life with two suitcases, my brother and sister, and a strong no-nonsense mother. Through the years, I have been a dishwasher, roofer, cashier, mechanic, pizza delivery driver, among many other humble jobs, and eventually I became a network engineer. In my own life, I have experienced many open acts of prejudice. I remember a time, at age 17, I was a bus boy, and I heard a father tell his little boy that if he did not do well in school, he will end up like me. I have also witnessed the same treatment of family and friends, so I know what it's like, and I should have known better. But now, living in my American middle-class lifestyle, it is too easy to forget my past, to forget who I am, where I have been, and lose sight of where I want to be going. That blind woman on the streets of Washington, D.C., cured me of my self-induced blindness. She reminded me of my belief in humility and to always keep my eyes and heart open. By the way, I hope that lady to the post office, and in writing this essay, I hope to thank her for the priceless lesson.
Felipe Morales with his essay for This I Believe. Morales hopes his experience will be instructive to his children, of which he and his wife have three. We recorded Morales between trips to the hospital where they are expecting a fourth any time now. We invite you to visit npr.org/thisibelieve, where you'll find all the essays along with information on submitting your own. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Support for This I Believe comes from Prudential Retirement.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.